shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste. Best selection of classic Mexican plates. Roberto's Taco Shop harvest is coming through. Thank you, Las Vegas, for the opportunity to serve you.
When it comes to real Mexican tacos, nobody cooks it up fresher or faster than Roberto's Taco Shop. And nobody gives you more value. Because Wednesday is 99-cent chicken taco day. That's right, just 99 cents gets you a fat, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with savory chicken, lettuce, cheese. All for 99 cents. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop. 47 convenient locations to serve you. Or visit us at robertostacoshop.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. Come celebrate since 1964.
When asked by Fox News Radio about Syria's alleged use of chemical weapons in a bombing of their own people, White House spokesman Sean Spicer argued that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was in some ways worse than Adolf Hitler.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. So you have to, if you're Russia, ask yourself, is this a country that you and a regime that you want to align yourself with?
Check it out!
Frankly, I, you know, mistakenly used an inappropriate and insensitive reference to the Holocaust, which for which there's frankly no comparison. And I obviously, especially during this week, regret using that term and apologize and hope that we can continue to focus on the president's decisive action.
Oh, you can stuff this sorries in a sack, Mr.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And happy Friday. This isn't Kevin Wall. Believe me, this is Megan Barrett, ReaganBabe.com. Kevin Wall is on vacation. He's out, I think, in St. Louis, but he'll be back in this chair Monday morning, same time, same place, getting live and local with you all, and I'm pleased to enter the third and final hour of this show, and I have saved the best for last. Because after this next clip, you're going to want to hear Wayne Allen Root's take on the wall. Let's go to cut four.
You'd think the day after November 8th, so November 9th, Paul Ryan wakes up and thinks, I don't think I'll go for my four-hour weightlifting routine today. I think I'll start working on the signature promise that just won Donald Trump the election and not wait until April 27th to say to the President of the United States, you know, we're going to have to drop funding for the wall because we don't want a government shutdown. When, of course, as I wrote in my column this week, they're not funding a wall to avoid a government shutdown. Not having a wall is the definition of a government shutdown.
And not having a wall is the definition of cowardly behavior by the leaders in the Republican Party. But we don't have a coward on line five because we got Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist warrior, who I'm always pleased to be with every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 o'clock. Hey, War, how are you?
Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Long time no see.
I'm convinced, I just wanted to respond to what you just said. I'm convinced the reason I'm so different than all these other Republicans, and I'm not sure about you, because I can't picture Megan beating up people, but when I was a kid, I got beat up so many times in the roughest school system in all of New York, maybe in the country, and eventually lifted weights, took boxing lessons, hung out with a rough crowd, and became rougher than the kids who were taunting me and terrorizing me, and beat the crap out of them, and guess what? They became my friends, and they respected me. And all the people who run the Republican Party are little rich, spoiled brats who went to country clubs, or the only exception to that is they're just really nice people who grew up in really rural America and went to Mayberry High School in Mayberry, USA, and they never got taunted or terrorized. They never had to fight for their lives. They never had to learn the lesson that peace only comes from strength. You've got to beat up the other guy so he doesn't think about beating you up anymore. I learned that lesson, and that's why I think so differently than the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells. Paul Ryan's never been in a fight in a little town of, what is it, Janesville, Wisconsin? And Mitch McConnell's never been in a real fight in his life. These guys are a bunch of wussies. They know nothing about anything but playing golf with Muffy at the country club. That's the problem. problem with the Republican Party.
Well, you know what? I've never laid my hands on another person, but I was told at a very young age, and I was bullied because I was taller than the average bear, being, you know, being who I am, standing at 5'10 and a half. I think I was 5'10 in the sixth grade. You get bullied, and what my parents always told me is you stand up to the bully and they'll stand down. And this wall has been floated since the time of Reagan. Reagan was promised a wall. Donald Trump promised a wall. And yet the Republicans in leadership can't seem to figure out that's exactly why he is now our president of the United States, because he wanted to reestablish law and order and protect our borders from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, you know, that's why I wrote the commentary that I wrote in the RJ on Thursday, meaning yesterday, and today it came out this morning. A much more expanded version of that same commentary came out at Fox News, and it's probably the best response I've ever gotten in my entire life, and I've written thousands and thousands of articles and never gotten this kind of response this quickly. It's been up for like 2 hours at Fox News, and I've already got well over 100 emails all saying the same thing. I voted for Trump. I'm in. Where do I send the check? And what I wrote was, it's time to stop worrying about Congress funding the wall. We need to do it ourselves. Trump needs to ask every one of the 63 million people that voted for him to put in $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford. Put in $5, put in $10, put in $25, put in $100, put in $1,000. If you can afford it, you know, give us $10,000 to chip away at this bill. And let's raise a few billion dollars, A, to either build the wall, or B, more realistically, to start the building of the wall. You know, if the wall costs $12 billion, as an example, if it does, and I think Trump could get it done cheap like he did the Woolman Rink in Central Park, whatever they think it costs, he could probably do it for like one-tenth. So if they think it costs $15 billion, then he'll do it for $1.5. But if you need to raise $15 billion, certainly I believe Trump supporters would write $1 billion worth of checks. That would start the construction of the wall, and then Congress would be shamed into finishing it when they see that we can raise the money to do a lot of it ourselves. And we don't need them. Go around them. We don't need them anymore. And Trump should start it all off, as I said in this article, with a $25 million donation from his own family, so that, you know, that kind of starts the bidding. That's what I would do if I was Trump. And from there, I believe it'll all get easy. I really do. There we go. Phone off. Sorry. From there, I believe it'll all get easy, because when people see his family put in, Eric Trump step up with the first $25 million check from the Trump family or the Trump organization, and now we want to open the bidding to the rest of you, I think we'll raise several billion dollars. That's the way you do it. You go around Congress. Don't worry about them. And the only worry I had, Megan, was maybe the response from some people would be, oh, no one will ever write the check. Or someone would say, oh, they won't write the check because this is, they've already paid their taxes for the year and this should come out of Congress. Don't ask us for more money. And I had a liberal send me a note today and say, what a loser you are. You're asking, Trump's voters are mostly poor and working class, and you're asking them to come up with their own money for this. They'll never do it. They can't afford it. Well, guess what? I already proved you wrong. I have 100+ letters from 2 hours ago. The thing only came out 2 hours ago. And same thing. I'm a blue-collar construction worker. This is a paraphrase of almost every letter. I don't have a lot of money. None of my friends have a lot of money. But nonetheless, I'll give you $100 right now. Where do I send the check? And every one of my friends will give $100. And we'll keep giving $100 at a time because it's for our children and for our grandchildren. So we'll write that check several times a year. And I'm not getting that from rich people. I'm getting that from construction workers. So I proved them wrong already. People will give if they really believe we can finally shut down the Mexican border.
So it's like you're going to start a GoFundMe account, right? Build the wall. Donate here.
Correct. But anybody could do that. See, the key is it's got to be done with the right person. Mm-hmm. And my goal would be to get Donald Trump to put the seal of approval on it and endorse Wayne Roots as the attempt to raise the money for the wall. Otherwise, there's going to be 8 million other people that try and copycat it, and they'll each raise $1,000 because everyone will think it's a scam. You got to get the seal of approval from the President of the United States, and you have to have several million dollars behind you to do it right. So I'm going to begin the process of trying to get that done. My buddy is one of Donald's best friends and sent my article at Fox to Donald today and said, Donald, Wayne Root needs the endorsement on this. What do you think? And we'll get the process going and see if it's possible. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, you can't overlook the tone-deaf Republicans and the fact that the RNC has pulled in record numbers of donations because of Donald Trump should tell them that people are willing to donate money for the cause that Donald Trump has laid out very effectively, a winning strategy. It was the wall, repeal Obamacare, make America great again through tax reform. Boom, 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 and yet they still don't get it.
Yeah, it's not they don't get it. They know exactly. They understand it. They do get it, Megan. They just can't vote our way because they're bought and paid for by big corporations. Doesn't anybody understand that? It's like I ran for President of the United States as a Libertarian, and I won the VP nomination. I was on the ticket. I was out there fundraising for the presidential ticket, me and Bob Barr, President and Vice President. It was the real thing. We knew we'd never have a chance to win, but that's not the point. I was on the third presidential ticket in America. Basically, the Libertarian Party is the third party. And we did run a legitimate race. I was on every ballot for president in, I think, 48 or 49 out of 50 states. And I was out there, you know, asking for money. And every single person said the same thing. If I give you a check, it's like burning money in a fireplace because we know you can't win. So I'm just not going to write you a check. I'd rather give a $100,000 check to one of the two that can win, and then they owe me, and then I'm going to ask them for something. So we all know what politics is. You can't run for office without money, and you can't get money without promising something to somebody. They're going to ask for, when the time comes after you win, they're going to ask for, now I need X, now I need Z. And you just can't say no. And to just prove to you that how that works, now it's been nine years since I ran for President of the United States. And I must have raised about $100,000 when I ran for my primary, you know, to run for the nomination, about $100,000, which was a lot for a Libertarian in those days. And a lot of people wrote me $1,000 checks. To this day, Megan, some of them still call me, and I don't have time to pick up the phone. I'm a very busy guy. I got a national radio show, lots of businesses to run. I don't answer the phone anymore. When I see on caller ID that it's one of the people that wrote me a $1,000 check, I always pick up the phone. Because, you know, there's a certain amount of guilt associated when someone gives you money, especially a large sum. So can you imagine if someone gives you $1 million, you know, if Sheldon Adelson writes a check for $5 million, don't you think there's a tremendous amount of pressure that you've always got to do what he wants? And so a guy like me feels pressure for $1,000. I'm always going to be friends with you and listen to what you have to say because you once gave me a $1,000 check. Can you imagine if I won and you gave me $1 million check? You're absolutely writing checks to get access. That's what politics is. Nobody would ever write another check if they didn't think they had access. Therefore, ergo, all those congressmen on the Republican side don't like Trump because he's doing things that will hurt the corporation that wrote them the check. And they hurt globalization, and all these companies want globalization. And tie up the border, secure it so no free or cheap labor gets through, which the corporation that wrote them the check wants. That's why they're against Donald Trump, because people wrote them checks, and Donald Trump's getting in the way of the interests of those people.
All right, so you are going to wait for the get-go from Donald Trump in order to spearhead this fundraising. I think it's a out-of-the-box thinking great idea. I'm encouraged to see what's going on.
I don't know if I'll ever get that get-go. I have no idea. Believe me, I have no idea.
But at least you're drawing light to it, meaning that here are people that are willing to pony up, and I would send Donald Trump's best friend those construction worker emails.
I sent him about 20 of them. Just to give him, I don't want to overwhelm somebody, but I sent him 20 emails and I picked out all the ones that said, hey, I am a blue collar person with no money and I'm ready to write a $100 check now. Do you have a GoFundMe account? Where do I send it? So that was just perfect proof that this absolutely can be done.
Perfect, Wayne. Thanks so much. And congratulations. I'm very happy to be part of your national show, which is broadcast on this station as well as USA Radio. And I will talk to you on Tuesday and or Thursday.
And the announcement should be next week that the last hour of every show will be on TV every single day, 5 days a week on national TV. We'll have that announcement for you next week. And we enjoy, Megan, being a part of it. And for those who want to know more about it, my website's RootsForAmerica.com. And the website where you can listen to the radio show is USARadio.com. Or, of course, always 790TalkNow.com.
Perfect, Wayne. Thanks so much for your time. I know you're juggling a lot of balls there in the air, and so I appreciate you stopping by and giving us your 2 cents, and good luck.
Always for Kevin and always for Megan.
All righty. Thanks so much. Bye. All right, folks. And you know what? It is now going to get to Free for All Friday, where I take your calls. We've just completed 2.5 hours of a fantastic program. We got a lot more to cover in this next hour. But toll free, you can call me, talk to me about whatever you want to talk to me about. 844-263-8232, 844-2-NEVADA. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we're getting live and local next.
We're out here hitting the streets of Las Vegas asking customers why they love the taste of Roberto's Taco Shop. Excuse me, why do you come to Roberto's?
That's easy. The big breakfast burrito.
And you, ma'am?
I can't get enough of those enchiladas. Mmm.
What about you, miss?
Wow, let's see. That would be the carne asada fries. They're amazing.
There you have it. Nobody does it better than Roberto's.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. Come celebrate since 1964.
Has your health care become a burden? Are you worried about being stuck for another year? Well, you have options, and Liberty Health Share could be the solution to your problem. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This is your chance to make the change to something new. Gain freedom from insurance with something more innovative. Take this opportunity and join Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is taking the nation by storm and bringing freedom back to the healthcare world. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty Health Share offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your doctors and you choose your hospitals. Liberty Health Share offers freedom from insurance, meaning no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty Health Share today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit them online at libertyhealthshare.org and find out how simple it is to join this movement. That's Liberty Health Share.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Hi, this is Jeff Eckerd for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And And it's live and local, this time with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Kevin Wall is on vacation. He'll be back in this seat, same time, same place, broadcasting live out of Sin City on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks, also live all throughout Nevada, 99.1 FM in Reno. And in our sister city of Palm Springs, the Coachella Valley at 98.1 FM. It is Free for All Friday on this live and local program, and that means I am willing to take your calls and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. It is 844-263-8232-844-2-NEVADA. And to preface this next caller, I had told him to hold on and didn't realize, and I just somehow messed with my screen, so I don't know what I'm so technically inept. So I clicked on something and my screen went to somewhere else. But anyway, before we get to one of our callers, I'm going to preface the call because this is Clinical Carl, and I believe Carl is a psychologist, and so I want to know what Carl thinks about his leftist brethren. I want Carl to give us a psychoanalysis of someone like, Lena Dunham. According to the DailyMail.com, and this was published yesterday and it caught my eye, and I was going to save it towards the end, but why not now? Lena Dunham admits she went into a psychotic rage after the election and had to leave Obama's last White House party because all she could do was cry. She said it took her girl's co-creator pal to snap her out of the blind fury. Dunham said that the sad and scary Trump presidency has a real terror to it. She also said her boyfriend wants to scream in Ivanka and Jared's faces. Samantha Bee agreed with her and said Trump's America is just too much. The comedian, I guess she's a comedian, I don't find her funny, said it was insane and everything is a potential tragedy. And then Dunham and Bee both supported Clinton in the election and Dunham as a surrogate. You know, I find this very odd. You know, you look at ISIS, for example. I mean, ISIS is the real terrorist threat. But I didn't see them marching against ISIS. No. While we were all screaming, at least those with an ounce of common sense and an understanding of the religion of pieces, we were all screaming that they were building a caliphate, that no one, as a matter of fact, Benghazi was a terrorist attack. It wasn't caused by a video. But in this last administration under Barack Obama, their fight was climate terror. They were fighting climate change. They weren't fighting the terrorists. But yet now, Trump is supposedly the terrorist. So when we get back after this quick break, Carl, I want you to think about that on line one, because I know you've had a lot of time holding. And we're going to get right back to you, I promise, right after this break, because I want your psychological analysis of someone like Lena Dunham. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live and local now.
Business Network on Wall Street. Stocks are slightly lower in the afternoon trading as investors size up the latest batch of company earnings. However, several tech giants are moving higher today and reporting solid results, trading at record levels, that being Amazon, Google's Alphabet, Microsoft, and Facebook. And magazine publisher Time plunging some 19% today after saying it decided not to sell. And ExxonMobil more than doubled its profit in the first quarter as rising crude prices magnified the cut cost made by the the company as energy prices tumbled. And following the success of its unicorn frappuccino, Starbucks planning on rolling out more color-changing drinks this year. After the Kaleidoscope beverage drove a large amount of traffic to the coffee giant's chain during its five-day release. The company's former CEO, Howard Schultz, calling the drink the most stunning example of our understanding of digital, social media, and Instagram. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump says he's pleased with all that's been accomplished during his first 100 days in office.
It's a false standard, 100 days, but I have to tell you, I don't think anybody has done what we've been able to do in 100 days, so we're very happy.
The president hits the century mark tomorrow. The House Minority Leader, however, begs to differ.
The grades are coming due for President Trump after a historically dismal first 100 days. Budget, F. Creating jobs, F. Draining the swamp, F. Healthcare, F minus.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi. In Britain, police say they've disrupted an active terror plot through a series of raids.
Six people have been arrested in overnight raids in London. One woman was shot and injured and is now in hospital. The suspects were detained on anti-terror charges. Police say they disrupted an active plot after keeping the group under surveillance.
Fox's Kenny Logan, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
This one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at once.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back for the last half hour of Live and Local. This is Megan Barth, Reagan Babe, Facebook.com, filling in for Kevin Wall as he is on vacation. He will return Monday, same time, same place, out of Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs, and 99.1 FM in Reno. And we're going to take your calls this last half an hour because I always learn so much from the audience every time I have this mic. Feel free to call in. It is Free for All Friday, 844-263-8232. 844-2-NEVADA. And let's go to Carl on line one. Hey, Carl, you're a trooper.
Yeah. Yes, Megan. I wouldn't have held on this long. Probably some of my time is maybe even more valuable than yours. But the reason I called is when you first mentioned my
obviously
name
not.
Back when you first started, you said Karl Marx.
Yeah,
I find that politically ingenuous. Karl Marx was a communist. I'm probably a bigger capitalist than you or the gentleman you took the show from today, both financially and intellectually.
Oh, okay.
So
anyway, go on. What was your
somebody
point?
Just because somebody is not a extreme right-wing...
Oh, extreme.
Whatever.
Extreme. Here we go again. So is extreme left-wing... What's extreme left-wing, Carl? That's taken over your
right-wing,
party.
Right-wing, I say.
I know, but what's extreme left-wing?
Oh, please.
What's extreme left-wing? There has to be balance, Carl.
Left-wing.
If there's extreme right-wing, there has to be extreme left-wing. Do you find the actions of the left... Sure, so what's extreme left-wing?
Extreme left-wing would be close to communism, which I'm a moderate, and I'm not that. And extreme right-wing is fascism, and which I don't know what you are, but...
I'm letting you speak. I'm not a fascist, like members of your party.
All I want to say... All I want to say is this. There's more... moderate and democratic and liberal people in this country than you think. They're not all communists or insane. They're more millionaire liberals and Democrats and billionaire than Republicans.
Thank you for admitting
that's
that.
That's just one
yes.
thing.
Yes.
But there's one, the reason I really called in was I want to talk about Trump just for 2 seconds. I find the man, when I practice, I'm more or less in retirement, but when I practice, I have to listen to people. Listen to them, watch their reactions, watch their motives, listen to their motives, ask them questions, and then get their answers and motivate. I'm motivated by their answers. And I've listened to Trump for a year and a half, and he changes like you change underwear from day to day to hour. He's very manipulative mentally. If he talks to somebody, he can change instantly. That's very weak-minded. He was all so against NAFTA. I'm going to kill him. The worst thing that ever happened. He gets a call from the president of Mexico and Canada saying they're going to stop doing business with us. Oh, well, it's not quite that bad. I mean, we'll have to look into this. I mean, the man is very manipulative. I'm very scared. I'm very worried about a president that has no, let's just say, like jello inside his skull. He doesn't think. He's manipulated. And that's not good.
And I'm going to ask you one question, and I appreciate your input. Did you think that Barack Obama was a manipulator?
Barack Obama is not the president. I'm talking to
you. No. You
now.
Cannot back out. If you are going to psychologically analyze presidents, I assume that you psychoanalyzed the last president who lied to the American people and told us if we like our doctor, we can keep our doctor. If we like our health care, we can keep our health care. Benghazi was not a terrorist attack. It was caused by a video. So when you start psychoanalyzing, start psychoanalyzing those within your own party, give me a call back. Thanks, Carl. Let's go to Dale on line two. Hi, Dale. It's Megan.
Hi. Hey, nice talking with you. Carl, be careful, man. Nevada's a big melting pot for patriots like me, so be real careful.
Oh, but he's
Carl.
A patriot.
Anyway, I want to talk about... He is. Anyway, I wanted to call about the voter fraud. I believe that the voter fraud, and I know it did electronically, it started in 1996, which was the Sequoia Pacific voting machine, which was electronic, which had no paper trail, which Harry Reid paid Kathleen Ferguson from Fremont, California. She brought this machine over here to Nevada, and the state of Nevada paid her millions of dollars. And All Rights, John Ensign beat Harry Reid by 486 points. Then Harry Reid come back and said, whoa, wait a minute. One of the voter trucks broke down on the way to the precinct, and we need to count those. So we had this truck that mysteriously, you know, appeared. And it was the same way when Kenny Gwynn ran against Aaron Russo for governor. He got it stolen. Aaron Russo got it stolen from him, too, from the Sequoia Pacific voting machine. You know, no paper trail, no nothing. What a farce that was, you know.
Well,
I mean,
and supposedly we have a paper...
away with it.
That's right. And supposedly we have a paper trail here in California, but when about six different candidates from the Republican side banded together in the midterms prior to this last general, and they asked a judge just for the receipts of those votes, which we supposedly store somewhere here in this county, the judge said no. So what's the point of having a paper trail if we can't compare the electronic, basically, signature to the written signature that is provided by that piece of paper? And the voter fraud has been uncovered. Okay, we have now 11 states on notice given by Judicial Watch that if they don't clean up their voter rolls according to HAVA, which is federal law, they will have lawsuits filed. Indiana just purged 500,000 people from their voter rolls. 500,000 people. And so this is going to happen. We have three investigations going on in this state. Three separate, two federal, one state.
You can vote for Mickey Mouse, but you have no proof who you voted for. The way that it was, there was no paper trail whatsoever. And Kathleen Ferguson, she made her millions and millions of dollars off the state of Nevada thanks to Harry Reid, just like Harry Reid's land deal there down at Boulder Dam. And the Bundys up there with doing business with the Chinese up there with that solar farm, you know, that they ran the Bundys off of. You know, there's so much illegal stuff and crazy stuff that's been going on. You know, it's relentless. And, you know, we need people like you out here to just put it in their face every day. They deserve it. Because to me, unless you're a patriot, you're a communist. And that's the way I look at life.
Well, Dale, you can rely on me putting it in their face. Like I said, I love to hit the hornet's nest because I got to find out where the hornets are. And when they all start buzzing around, we know exactly who we're looking for. And the truth is always what is going to separate the law-abiding from the lawless. So I appreciate your call, Dale. You can call back anytime.
All right, thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
Good weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much. And we got time for one more caller. Folks, if you want to call in here in the last 15 minutes of this great live and local show, usually run by Kevin Wall, this is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. You can call toll-free, 844-263-8232, 844-2-NEVADA. And let's go to another caller, J.D., one of my favorite regular callers, J.D. How are you?
Doing great, Megan, and you're doing a great job, and I hope you get the show soon.
Oh, thanks, babe. We want to keep coming.
I'm at another show.
Yes.
You know, with all that back and forth with the professor, we nicknamed him the Professor Carl. I'm sure you didn't hear his one point that he tried to make, because he talks so much. Regarding NAFTA, he said Trump changes his mind and what have you on a whim. He said when Canada and Mexico told Trump that they wouldn't do any business with us anymore. I wish you could play back his call. Mm-hmm. That's when Trump said, well, we're not going to cancel it. No, Carl, Trump said we will cancel it. Then the two prime ministers and president and prime minister called Trump and asked him not to cancel, sit down and talk and renegotiate it. Trump said, yes, we'll do that. And if we can't get a negotiated new treaty that's fair or to the United States, then I will cancel it. Carl, that's the entire detail of the Trump statement. But you misrepresented it. Like you and your colleagues on the left constantly do. You do not tell the truth. You cannot stand up for the truth. You can't accept the truth. So you have to either obfuscate, ignore, not answer the question, a direct question, and that is your whole game plan. It's been that way for years, and we see it, and we know it. And now we have a man, Trump, who goes right in your face and throws it right back at you, and you can't handle the truth.
That's right. You can't handle the truth, right? One of my favorite movies. Well, J.D., we're going to have to take a break, but I appreciate your call, and you're exactly right. This is the art of the deal. This is called negotiation, and what part of NAFTA does Carl love so much? Is it the $60 billion trade deficit that we have with Mexico, or maybe it's $80 billion now? Doesn't he believe that America should get a fair shake? Shouldn't a fair shake come across the table when two minds can come together and actually craft a better deal than having something jammed down our throats by the likes of Bill Clinton? And Bill Clinton was really used to jamming things down people's throats. I'll be back with the truth, and we're going to celebrate Trump's first 100 days because I'm going to read his accomplishments. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live and local now.
I'm Cosette Vergere. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage. I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
City National is the bank built on client referrals. Visit cnb.com/referrals to learn more. City National Bank, the way up. CNB, member FDIC.
Has your health care become a burden? Are you worried about being stuck for another year? Well, you have options, and Liberty Health Share could be the solution to your problem. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This is your chance to make the change to something new. Gain freedom from insurance with something more innovative. Take this opportunity and join Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is taking the nation by storm and bringing freedom back to the healthcare world. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty Health Share offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your doctors and you choose your hospitals. Liberty Health Share offers freedom from insurance, meaning no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty Health Share today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit them online at libertyhealthshare.org and find out how simple it is to join this movement. That's Liberty Health Share. Share.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway. Or check us out at Payman's.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
Hi, this is Megan Barth for El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas. It is without a doubt my favorite Mexican restaurant in the Las Vegas Valley. My friend Irma Aguirre and her incredible staff serve up authentic Mexican food. Last fall, Irma hosted a Donald Trump campaign event at El Sombrero. And as a direct result, her small business was victimized by liberal protesters who were hell-bent on closing her down. They lied about the food and service on social media by posting false negative reviews and were determined not to stop until they put her out of business. Well, I'm proud to say Irma didn't back down. Irma has principles that cannot be compromised. No hate and scare tactics will change that, and I am proud to call Irma a friend. Whether it's their famous small plates or their homemade soups and salsas, you'll be treated to the best Mexican food in the Las Vegas Valley. El Sombrero Mexican Bistro, 807 South Main Street in downtown Las Vegas. Or check out their menu online at elsombrerovegas.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Every day I talk with you small business owners out there. Your challenge, like all of us who own small businesses, to sell more and increase profits. That's where Live and Local Now can help. You can market to loyal listeners with plenty of disposable income at a price that'll put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. To find out how you can advertise on Live and Local Now, email Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com. You'll be glad you did.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. This is Megan Barr at ReaganBabe.com. Getting live and local for Kevin Wall today as he is on vacation. He'll return bright and shiny Monday morning, 9 to noon, same time, same place. On stations across Nevada, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, 99.1 FM in Reno, and our sister city in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, at 98.1 FM. And I have a public service announcement before we go into the accomplishments in Trump's first 100 days. Because if you listen to the press who fabricated that the first 100 days is really the tell-all of any president, they never used this for Barack Obama. You know, who can undo all of Obama's disasters in 100 days? Who? It took the Democrats a year to pass Obamacare. And we were supposed to pass it in just a couple days. I mean, granted, the Republicans should have had something lined up, but we had a deficit of leadership. And so the moderates could never get elected to the presidency. We witnessed that with John McCain and Mitt Romney. And so the Republicans rose up and said, you know what? We need someone outside to fix Washington and bring some business sense to this swamp, this taxpayer-sucking swamp that is D.C. And unfortunately, the leadership in our Congress is part of that swamp. And so until we get a new leader, or at least one who can sell the disaster of Obamacare, much like Trump did to get elected, we may or may not pass this thing next week. I mean, we'll have to see. But it's not going to be Trump's fault. So I have a public service announcement to make, because especially if you work for ICE, okay, if there's any ICE agents out there, there is a May Day march on May 1st, and this comes from a fan of Reagan Babe on Facebook. May 1st, 2017, at 4:30 p.m., the March for Immigrants, called Unidad, Unity, is going to take place at 4:30 p.m., at Spring Mountain Road and Las Vegas Boulevard, Marcha por los Inmigrantes. Okay? So it's the same cast of characters that are going to march for immigrants. And we're not just talking immigrants. We're talking illegal immigrants. It is sponsored by La Familia Vota. Oh, you know, ACLU Nevada. Oh, yeah. SEIU, the local culinary, 226. The ones that threaten Trump supporters that may be working for the culinary union. And I know that for a fact. So, yeah, if there's any ICE agents out there that want something to do on May 1st, you're going to be very busy. Let's go to the May Day March, shall we? On March 1st, I might just wear my ICE T-shirt. I don't know. Maybe my red hat, Make America Great Again, you think? I'll get assaulted by all those peace-loving beatnik leftists? Uh-huh. We'll see. So, Trump's 100 days. The media will tell you it's a disaster. No one knows what's going on. Oh, my God. Lena Dunham will call it, it's terror. Yeah. Let's just review what he's accomplished. And this comes from the Gateway Pundit this morning, or last night posted. I want to take you to the end of Donald Trump's speech that he gave on election night. And this is how the article starts. Just imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working together as one people, under one God, saluting one American flag. I'm asking you to dream big, because with your vote, we are just hours away from the change you've been waiting for your entire life. So to every parent who dreams for their child, and to every child who dreams for their future, I say these words to you tonight. I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. I promise. To all Americans tonight, in all of our cities and in all of our towns, I pledge to you one more time, together we will make America wealthy again, we will make America strong again, we will make America safe again, and we will make America great again. So let's look at how Donald Trump is making America great again, shall we? The U.S. stock markets are at record highs, and millions of Americans are benefiting in their retirement savings accounts. The Dow daily closing stock market average rose more than 15% since the election. Since the inauguration on January 20th, the Dow rose 6.5%. The Dow took just 66 days to climb from 19,000 to above 21,000, the fastest 2,000-point run ever. The Dow closed above 19,000 for the first time on November 22nd and closed above 21,000 on March 1st. The Dow closed above 20,000 on January 25th, and the March 1st rally matched the fastest ever 1,000-point increase in the Dow at 24 days. The U.S. stock market gained $2 trillion in wealth since Trump was elected. The S&P 500 broke $20 trillion for the first time in its history. In the history of the Dow, going back to 01, that's 1901, the Dow record for most continuous closing high trading days was set in January of 1987 when Ronald Reagan was president. The Dow set closing highs an amazing 12 times in a row that month. On February 28th, President Trump matched President Reagan when the Dow reached a new high for its 12th day in a row. President Trump has decreased the U.S. debt in his first 100 days by $100 billion. President Obama increased the U.S. debt in his first 100 days by more than $560 billion. The U.S. manufacturing index soared to a 33-year high in this period, which was the best numbers since 1983 under, guess who? President Reagan. President Trump added 300,000 jobs in his first month alone. In 2011, houses for sale were on the market an average 84 days. This year, it's 45. Illegal immigration is down 67% since Trump's inauguration. NATO announced allied spending is up $10 billion because of Trump. Constitutionalist Judge Neil Gorsuch was confirmed and sworn in as a Supreme Court justice in April. The president has signed 66 executive orders, memoranda, and proclamations as of April 19th, which include, number one, notifying Congress of a strike on Syria after it was reported that the country used gas on its citizens, dismantling Obama's climate change initiatives, travel bans for individuals from a select number of countries embroiled in terrorist atrocities, enforcing regulatory reform, protecting law enforcement, mandating for every new regulation to eliminate two, we continue to defeat ISIS, rebuilding the military, building a border wall, cutting funding for sanctuary cities, approving pipelines, reducing regulations on manufacturers, placing a hiring freeze on federal employees, and exiting the U.S. from the TPP. The president has also pointed out numerous times that the mainstream media reports only on a made-up Russia conspiracy story and ignores these accomplishments. These actions are making the majority of Americans aware of the tremendous bias in the media, in the U.S., and abroad. This, too, is another major Trump accomplishment. And I've just accomplished 3 hours with you guys, and the truth does live here because this microphone is my blowtorch of truth, and I appreciate your time today. Getting live and local on behalf of Kevin Wall. He'll be back Monday. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And thanks for having me. Look inside, world. Let the sound take you away.
Last night I hold a letter slant. And so I wish that I could stay. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SKCLV.